The Tennessee Titans have been the embodiment of consistency the last three seasons. Nashville's NFL team finished 9-7 in 2016, 17, and 18, just missing the playoffs last year. However, this year, with a healthy Marcus Mariota and a top-grade draft class, hope is high in Music City. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you so much for dropping by. My name is Greg Stewart. The program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for more information, or if you'd like to give quickly, safely, and securely to support the program, you can do so at WWIB.com. Back-to-back Titans Pro Bowl punter Brett Kern is back with me today on Sports and Commentary. So we talked about football. We talked about your career starting in Denver as an unrestricted free agent, then on to Tennessee and the Pro Bowls and that kind of thing. Let's visit a few minutes about your spiritual life here, Brett. You grew up in a Christian home, but sometime you had to make it Brett Kern's faith, not Cal and Sherry Kern's faith. Talk to me about how that realization of a personal God and a personal faith occurred in your life, will you?
Yeah, I think, you know, growing up, going to church every Sunday, my dad was a deacon, and both my parents are extremely respectable people in our community. And so I felt like I didn't want to jeopardize any of that. So I wasn't a kid that got in trouble or anything like that. And, I went to church to just go to church because that's what we did on Sunday. And, one of my highlights is, my dad being a deacon, he had to do the communion bread and the juice, and I loved the leftovers, going down there and helping him clean up and eating the bread and drinking all the rest of the juice. So I just went to church to go to church and really never had a steady foundation in Christ. I wasn't in the Word at all. I didn't have a fruitful relationship with Christ. And so when I went to college, when I went to Toledo and I was on my own for the first time, it was a real eye opener that I could do things and not, have my parents there. And, so whether it was going to parties or whatnot and drinking, being a punter on a college team, and I'm not, the biggest guy, I'm not the strongest guy. I wanted to fit in. And so I try to fit in other areas that you do in college. And I had a moment where, my junior year, I went to a party and just drank way too much. And, I'm sitting there over a toilet thinking, like, this is not the life that the Lord has for me as I'm throwing up. Like, this is not what the Lord's called me to do. I don't want to waste my talent. I don't want to waste what he's given me. I need to make a life change. And so I changed that night. I prayed that, Lord, like, forgive me of what I've done in the past. Forgive me of my sins. Like, I want to get my relationship right with you. I want to shine for you. You've given me a platform. Just use it. Use me for your glory. And that's when things really started to change for me in college. I actually became a good punter, not just trying to survive. And the Lord just showered me with blessings and just started taking my faith really, really serious. And I'm thankful I met my wife a couple months later. And, we have an awesome marriage and three kids, and just really, really blessed I'm just really, really thankful that I made that decision, back in college to change my life.
So from personal experience, Brett, you would say there is hope for the prodigal then?
Yeah, it's funny. I'm going on my third year in a row of reading the Bible in a year, and it's just amazing how each year when I'm reading it, just new things that pop out to me and looking at the disciples and how they were imperfect people, but the Lord chose them to be, his followers and his disciples. And, you look at Saul, who then became Paul, and Saul was trying to kill Christians. And then the Lord totally transformed his life. So the Lord can take anybody. It doesn't matter. Your past. It doesn't matter your mistakes. The Lord will take anybody and use them for your glory. All we have to do is have an open heart and be willing to hear what he has to say, to get into his word, to obey what he has for us, and the Lord will bless us immensely.
Amen. Yeah, Paul said of himself, I am the chief of sinners, the champion sinner. He was saying, if Christ can save my life, he can save anybody, like you said. All right. I heard that the first pro football game, Brett, that you ever attended was with your dad in 1993. It was the epic playoff comeback win for Buffalo over the team that became your team, the Tennessee Titans, then the Houston Oilers. Tell me about that adventure with your dad, Cal.
Yeah, that is. That was the first football game I ever went to, and that was a pretty good one to pick to be your first one. So it was quite an experience. Buffalo is a crazy town as far as, you know, people that go to the game, and they love their football. They also love their alcohol, too. So, as a seven-year-old going to that game for the first time, I had a lot of questions for my dad. But it was a great time, and really to be able to experience that kind of game as your first game just kind of sparked an interest in football and the NFL.
I mean, who would have thought that the young boy attending that game would turn out to be an NFL star? Brett Kern, the punter, two-time back-to-back Pro Bowler with the Tennessee Titans. My guest, 33 years of age, there in Nashville with his family, his wife and family. Brett, thank you for coming back. We'll connect again sometime on Sports and Commentary. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.